You're listening to Parenting Toddlers the Easy Way. I'm your host, Corey Hopkins, and this is episode number 1. Let's get to it with today's topic. Parenting Toddlers the Easy Way. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
The next time you do the laundry, your child can help jump their clothes into the basket, or in the kitchen, your child can use a scoop to pick up any crumbs that have escaped from the kitchen floor. The best way to spend time with your child is to lie on the floor next to him in a place that is child-friendly, but follow his example. As a parent, you want to give more freedom to your kids as they get older and show that they deserve your trust. As a parent, your job is to teach, nurture, and set boundaries. Part of a parent's job is to teach their children to accept limitations, but I also believe parents need to let their children challenge and test constraints appropriately. So you can see that many parents teach their children to challenge and test constraints without even realizing it. This website contains answers to the most frequently asked questions about breastfeeding. This website contains information to help you understand how to give your child a healthy start in life. However, by applying some easy-to-learn positive parenting methods, you can empower your children within your limits. In other words, since children are naturally inclined to want to please their parents, they will try to behave the way they were taught, regardless of parental involvement. Experts say that 18-month-olds are empathetic and responsive to their parents' expectations. Teenagers seem to need less parental attention than younger children. Many parents find it helpful to plan time with their children. It is often easier and faster for parents to do everything on their own, but by even allowing the child to help in the slightest way, you can keep them active and teach important skills, like an offspring of your child. Parents can do the same or come up with a different strategy to help children keep track of the words they read on the page. Toddlers also develop language skills that help them express their ideas, wants, and needs. At the same time, young children do not understand logic and still have difficulties in expectations and self-control. Children who believe that they can do what they want and get what they want often feel bored or lose their temper when their requirements are not met. This behavior is just a way for children to express that they need more control and decision-making in their lives. Finally, parents are often frustrated with their children and their behavior because they want their children to do things that they don't even have the ability to develop. The parent often conflicts with the child because he deprives him of his fundamental need for autonomy. Yes, running around, a slap in the face of a child or a child's writing and responsibility makes parents feel bad. Parental depression actually causes behavioral problems in children and also makes our parenting less effective. Subscribe to my newsletter to receive parenting tips to help you create a happier family and become the parent you always wanted to be. If power issues put pressure on your family, I want to guide you through the step-by-step parenting route from child to teenager. It helps your child learn when your response shows him a different and more constructive way to deal with those feelings. Recognizing children's emotions and telling them that it is okay to hear what they are feeling helps them understand emotions and leads to better empathy and prosocial behavior, especially in young children. Talking about emotions is also associated with a more frequent exchange of views and can help you with the behavior of young children. Parents who reason with their children allow them to learn and understand without judgment. Too often these parents feel that it is important to explain their reasoning to their child. Parents who think they should may find it helpful to inquire about this subject or talk with other parents or child development specialists. The good news is that unless your child has a serious behavioral disorder, most kids turn around and start responding soon. That is all. It is very easy to understand when a child throws a toy around the room or yells at you, but it is much more difficult to get a polite response when a child does the same over the age of 5.
This was Parenting Toddlers the Easy Way, by Parenting Toddlers the Easy Way, and this was episode number 1. My name is Corey Hopkins, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.